This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This attempted takedown of America, and they're trying to start a civil war as well. There's a five-minute report. Obama's gun grab crosses the Rubicon. As one big media insider sent me an email yesterday put it, strap yourselves in. Obama is set to release hell. Well, you reap the wind. You absolutely know that in the end, tyranny will fall. But this is quite a time to be alive. This is a five-minute report. We're just going to play part of it that John Bound filed. Here it is.
Obama's dictatorial national policy strategy is forming into what can only be described as a global government coordinated subterfuge of the language of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
It wasn't the first time I had to talk to the nation in response to a mass shooting, nor would it be the last. Fort Hood, Binghamton, Aurora, Oak Creek, Newtown, the Navy Yard, Santa Barbara, Charleston, San Bernardino.
Notice how he mentioned Fort Hood and San Bernardino. Those were actually jihads, not mass shootings by the mentally ill or even proven workplace violence. So it stands to reason, if a small percentage of mass shootings are already jihads, you better believe Americans are going to need to be packing heat. Of course, this is only the beginning of the propaganda on parade. Here's a reminder. A little-known decades-old anti-propaganda law known as the Smith-Mundt Act was silently deep-sixed on July 2nd of 2013. Essentially, unlimited government propaganda can now be unleashed to control the seething grievances of the American people. So what is it that Obama is selling this time? Nothing less than an affront to the absolute law of the land. Huge swath of Social Security beneficiaries will become ineligible to own a firearm to protect themselves, as Obama nonchalantly placed that into the mental health aspects of Obama's executive gun control. Breitbart reports, the reporting that SSA, in consultation with the Department of Justice, is expected to require will cover appropriate records of the approximately 75,000 people each year who have a documented mental health issue, receive disability benefits, and are unable to manage those benefits because of their mental impairment. Sorry, Grandpa, we're turning your home into a gun-free zone, where 92% of mass shootings have happened since 2009. It'll be open season on you once the punks down the street find out the gun confiscation SWAT team paid a visit to your house. And as the Washington Free Beacon reports, Obama's executive order may require those selling even a single firearm to become licensed dealers. With gun sales skyrocketing, this will send shockwaves through the economy, not to mention society. But how exactly does Obama categorize those that should be restricted from owning a firearm? Under Obama and the DOJ's proposed rule attached to the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, HIPAA, and the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, NICS, the Department of Health and Human Services expressly permits certain HIPAA-covered entities to disclose to the National Instant Criminal Background Check System the identities of individuals who are subject to a federal mental health prohibitor that disqualifies them from shipping, transporting, possessing, or receiving a firearm. Furthermore, among the persons subject to the federal mental health prohibitors are individuals who have been involuntarily committed to a mental institution, found incompetent to stand trial or not guilty by reason of insanity, or otherwise have been determined by a court, board commission, or other lawful authority to be a danger to themselves or others, to lack the mental capacity to contract or manage their own affairs.
All right,
as a result of subnormal intelligence.
There's about a minute left of this key five-minute report. You need to get it it out to everybody. It's up on Infowars.com on the front page. Obama's gun grab crosses the Rubicon. We're going to tweet it out. But there is a major war against the Republic now being launched.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Every year, millions of Americans are unknowingly letting government institutions and megacorporations steal billions of dollars of their money. And it's all possible because in the hustle and bustle of daily life, we forget to use those holiday gift cards. The numbers are staggering. In the past 5 years alone, $41 billion of consumer gift cards went completely unspent. That's $41 billion taken directly from our back pockets. Don't let them win. Instead, use your gift cards to help support the InfoWar and get 15% off when you use the promo code GIFT15 at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com. Many gift cards are universal and work just like credit cards. But don't worry, if yours doesn't, just to promote the concept of using the money on your gift cards, the discount goes to everybody that uses the promo code. That's promo code GIFT15. Don't donate your money to the banksters. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
I was trained in firearms. I carried a concealed weapon. I made the determination that if somebody was going to try to take me out, I was going to take them with me.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
They promised us over and over again Obamacare was going to be free. They told us over and over again nobody had opened up the borders. They swore to us that it was a wild conspiracy theory. No one wanted to take any of your guns. Not your semi-autos, not your rifles, not your shotguns. No one wanted to register them. Obama said in more than 20 speeches that are on record that he couldn't sign executive orders to take guns because that would make him a dictator. But now he has come out and said he has to act because Congress won't. The elected representatives of this country won't pass any more gun restriction laws because they don't stop criminals, they don't keep us safe, and guns are one of the rarest forms of death in this country compared to literally more than 50 different things that kill people more often than guns. Depending on the World Almanac every year, guns are in the 40s or 50s or 60s as the cause of death. But it's spectacular. It's hyped up like shark attacks. Now, when you look at all of this, it signifies that there is going to be a larger assault on the Second Amendment coming, not just the unprecedented attack that we have just seen. In fact, I believe he would just come out with some of their agenda via executive orders, set the precedent that he could use executive orders to create law, and then would come in with more restrictions in the next few months. That's what they said they were going to do. No, he dropped the hammer yesterday with seven different initiatives, three of them just incredibly draconian. National gun registration, when you buy or sell a gun or trade a gun or give a gun to a family member as a gift. That then means they're going to start targeting guns in your house that they claim don't have a record of providence, so that you basically have to show when you got them and how you got them, or they can basically persecute you. And that's what this is a war on law-abiding gun owners of America, and branding it via CNN, MSNBC, The Washington Post, and all these big university heads coming out and saying gun ownership is racist, gun ownership is evil, gun ownership is white, and if you aren't white, you shouldn't have a gun, and we should take the guns from the white people. That's what Michael Moore has been saying for 6-7 years as the talking point. Now you see the talking point from professors and media heads and the entire system, because that is the push. That is the agenda. Major study, Paul Joseph Watson's reporting on at Infowars.com. Obama has issued more restrictive executive orders than past six administrations combined. Uses more words that create binding legal obligations such as shall and must. And they're now ordering the ATF, the FBI, Health and Human Services, and more than 20 other federal agencies to make their main mission demonizing, harassing, interrogating, questioning, prodding, tattling on, reporting on gun owners, pediatricians, dentists, regular general practitioners, surgeons, social workers, school counselors, OSHA. They're putting it all codified into regulatory action outside of law. So the big issue is it's an executive power grab unprecedented. If Congress doesn't challenge it and doesn't move to impeach Obama, it's another incredible precedent-setting milestone towards total tyranny, totalitarianism. It's national gun registration. It's banning the transfer of guns. It is putting into the instant background check, just like the no-fly list, a system where they magically won't tell you who or what agency, just say you can't own a gun. It takes everything they've done in California as a beta test and takes it nationwide. And that's what Bloomberg admitted he's been doing, spending hundreds of millions of dollars of his own money and Soros money to get this done. Wicked, evil billionaire insiders, war criminals like Soros, openly running the White House, openly lobbying to take our firearms. And we've got Obama in what people say is fake crying, certainly looks fake to me, up there mentioning this long list of shootings, as if each time it's a drumbeat, and how much more will we put up with? One of our graphics guys, Zimmerman, put together a satirical piece that supposedly, you know, shows the teleprompter. We'll roll that in front of the screen for TV viewers so they can get a full view of it, that has a bird's eye view of the teleprompter telling Obama when to cry at what point. You know, with John Boehner, all the crying is mental illness. With Obama, the rare show of emotion is pure, unmitigated, unadulterated theater. You can even see there's no real tears there. And he puts something in his eye, probably pepper or something, cayenne pepper or some oil, to then cause the eye to tear. This is something they do in Hollywood theater. He puts it in his eye, and then 20 seconds later, a tear comes out. And it's not the tear that wells up and bulges at the end and then comes down. It just kind of oozes out of the eye. That's what pepper does. And by the way, I've been in films, I've been in movies, I've been in theater. If you haven't been in it, you don't know. When you look at tears, when you look at Hollywood tears, you can tell when it's a really good actor thinking of their dead mother or father or dead child. They swell up, they break down, it gushes out. It's real. But still, they're remembering something painful to do it. In most movies, it's fake and it's smeared everywhere because it's not real. Just like wrestlers with razor blades cutting themselves. It's fake. So here's the big news. The open, unconstitutional, dictatorial assault is here. Everything we've seen has been forms of tyranny as they turn the heat up. But now, it is just completely naked. Time magazine, banning gun sales to people on no-fly list may not be constitutional, experts say. They put millions of people on some magic no-fly list or watch list. Totally extrajudicial, just like these executive orders, extra legislative. And then they say, oh, we're going to apply this to your guns. The TSA model is the model to break America. Not the TSA themselves, but the system of the Fed seizing transportation and now saying the IRS won't let you leave the country if they have you under investigation. No judge, no jury. No judge's order. And now we're going to apply that to gun owners and just magically put you on a list. And in his speech and press conference, we're going to play the clip. What did Obama say? He said that he's a constitutional lawyer, and he knows how this stuff works. He's taught law, and, you know, if they can have checkpoints at the airport searching you, well, we can do something to gun owners. And that's what he's saying. They're going to take that extrajudicial, federal, global power grab, internal checkpoints, an internal no-travel list, directly out of Nazi Germany, where you're on a list. Let me see your papers. Oh, you're not allowed to travel. You got to go to the ghetto. And then next, we're coming to pick you up there. This is just unbelievable. Here's a clip from the press conference.
Now, I want to be absolutely clear at the start. I've said this over and over again. This also becomes routine. There's a ritual about this whole thing that I have to do. I believe in the Second Amendment. It's there written on the paper. It guarantees a right to bear arms. No matter how many times people try to twist my words around, I taught constitutional law. I know a little bit about this.
Pause right there. Back it up 5 seconds, please. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the sickest joke of all. This is the guy that signed the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, on January 31st. What was it, 2012? Was it 11? To secretly kill Americans anywhere in the world, including here in America, torture people, disappear them, have renditions, you name it. And now he says he can just sign executive orders and bypass Congress because he taught constitutional law when he's shutting down our power plants, ordering the Border Patrol to complete the smuggling process and commit felonies, shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, giving Stinger missiles to Al-Qaeda, who are now saying they have them in the news today. That's coming up. Bringing in the radicals to attack us, and then taking our rights when we do get attacked. I'm going to skip this network break. This is just too important. I'm going to sacrifice it for the Second Amendment. It's just too important. Let's go back to the clip of President Obama. Here it is.
Around. I taught constitutional law. I know a little bit about this.
Idiot followers. against the press, has the IRS going after Christians and gun owners, super persecution.
But I also believe that we can find ways to reduce gun violence consistent with the Second Amendment.
Oh, consistent with it, like Chicago and New York are total bans. Except
for
you and your
crux friends. We all believe in the First Amendment,
which you're
the guarantee
stabbing.
Of free speech. But we accept that you can't yell fire in a theater. We understand.
You can't bring in ISIS people.
There are some constraints on our freedom in order to protect innocent people.
And they know there'll always be another shooting.
We cherish our
always
right
want
to privacy.
This is the registration.
But we accept that you have to go through metal detectors before being allowed to board a plane.
And the naked body scanners.
Not because people like doing that.
And then have their children groped.
But we understand that that's part of the price of living in a civilized society.
Oh, not a free country, but a civilized society where the borders are open and you bring in all the people from all over the world and don't even check their passports when they fly into JFK from Mexico, Russia, China, you name it. 10,000 Chinese women a week land in America to have their babies for free. We're a total joke. We're a total joke. And then you say, but we know for civilization, we got to go through the naked body scanners. By the way, father upset over TSA pat-down of his girl 10. Yeah, they're not supposed to do that to children under federal law, but they do it. And let's show that article again. That's New York Daily News they just put on screen. This is just 2 weeks ago. 150 on flight from Mexico allowed to skip customs, leave JFK Airport. Just walk on through. Okay, but then don't make me do it either. Oh, excuse me, Mr. Jones. We're going to give Stinger missiles and TOW missiles to Al-Qaeda and ISIS and al-Nusra. And we're going to bring them in unvetted out of Europe en masse. And we're going to let them just disappear and not even tell governors where we're putting them. And it's not an issue. We're going to leave the borders open. But we're going to put gun owners on no-fly, no-gun-buy list whenever we feel like it. And we don't need Congress to pass a law. We're just going to do it. And we got local police that have been federalized. They're part of these task forces run by the UN, the Strong Cities Initiative. You can't make this up. That are going to come and confiscate your guns. And then you sue them. They'll just use taxpayer money to fight it. That's the L.A. model. That's the New York City model. That's what they're doing. Creating a whole new political persecution arm of gun owners. And the answer is open carry nationwide. The answer is passing laws for open carry nationwide. The answer is taking all these brainwashed fascists who think they're liberal out to teach them what true Thomas Jefferson liberalism is, defending themselves, being independent, and having a right to defend yourself. You know, the greatest hypocrisy here is they're coming for our guns to enslave us. They admit that. And they lied and said they never come after our guns, which they're constantly doing. Now, we're conspiracy theorists in hundreds of articles with my name in just the last few years. Hundreds of articles saying Jones is insane. He believes they want to take semi-automatics. They admit that's their goal. The mayor pro tem in Austin, Mike Martinez, 2 years ago, they were having an anti-gun event. And there was a sign there saying registration leads to confiscation. There was another sign saying stop gun confiscation. I know the fella. He's been out there for 22 years at rallies. Before I was on air, when I was on gun rallies, I would see that guy with a stop sign that says stop gun confiscation. And Mike Martinez looks right at him and says, brother, we're not going to confiscate him with this new law they're trying to pass in Texas, Bloomberg. He's part of the Bloomberg mayor deal. He goes, but as soon as we get him registered, we are. And he laughed at him. You talk about slimy. You talk about evil. You talk about sneaking around. You talk about wanting to have his will with the people of Austin. He wants us to live just like the poor people in Mexico, where the tiny elite all have armed guards and special gun permits, and everybody else can't own guns. You got the highest crime rate in the world. He wants you to be his peons, his slaves. Out there on his plantation, stepping and fetching. And that's what all these elites are. I don't care if they're black, white, Hispanic. They all get into recreating slavery in America. And let me tell you, the number one mark of a free person is they have a right to free speech, and that's under attack. And the number two right of any free human is the right to have weapons for defense of you and your family. And that's the greatest hypocrisy of this mountain of hypocrisy, is that these people have their own bodyguards paid for by taxpayers. And when you've got mountains of fraud and just evil, like Michael Moore, with his six bodyguards on average that have been arrested at airports trying to get guns through before. Look it up in the news. Imagine being that guy worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Lives in big mansions with big fences around him, with guard shacks, with men with guns. There it is. AP, more bodyguard arrested on gun charge. It's a sick joke. Let me tell you something. I've been around Michael Moore. I've been around Piers Morgan. I've been around Fareed Zakaria when the cameras aren't on. And they look right at you and say you will be defeated. They are enemy military officers with rank, folks. And I'm not joking. The CIA is operating domestically. It's run by foreign banks. All the trendy outfits with little floppy hats and little kitty cat shirts are to make you not be threatened by them. These people, and I'm telling you, I have this from high-level sources, they hold rank in the globalist system. Moore is financed with hundreds of millions of dollars every decade to destroy America. Robert Rodriguez holds rank in InfraGuard and Obama and the federal government. He goes to meetings. I have talked to three people that have been in them with the president and others. How to finance basically race war in America between Hispanics and others down the road, and his entire El Rey network. Do you understand? These people are in meetings. They have been given political offices and rank and high-level security cards to do whatever they want, basically. They are officers of the enemy takeover. They are known enemies of you and your family. These are literal collaborators. And of course the Republican leadership is going along with it because they've been told, we will arrest you, we will set you up, we will kill you if you don't go along with this. You understand? How many times, I'm going to try to find one of the clips that Obama say, hey, I want to restrict the guns. I want to do it, but you can't do that outside of law in Congress. I'm not a dictator. Selling the idea, if he was a dictator, he could. And I remember saying over the years, I said, he's going to start doing stuff dictatorial. Persecuting the press, shutting off our energy, opening our borders, selectively giving waivers to his own laws, like Obamacare, to big corporations, to then shut down their competition. And now they're doing it at a level never before seen in the history of this country. God help us is all I can say. And let me tell you, the one cherry on top in this whole nebula of issues is they want false flags, and they've laid the groundwork in media, in entertainment, in culture, that patriots that are promoting private property, the family, and the Second Amendment, and pro-life are racist scum who deserve to be arrested and who are going to blow things up so they can blow things up and blame it on us. And I'm telling you, as sure as the sun came up this morning, they've got the teams on the ground in place waiting for the phone calls with the trucks loaded with the plastic explosives to blow up federal buildings, and they're going to blame me by name and Matt Drudge by name and Rush Limbaugh by name and Donald Trump by name within 20 minutes of the bombs going off. Or a special ops team from Europe shooting up a school, killing a patriot, leaving them at the scene. I know their playbook. I know what they've done before. I know this Justice Department. And God help us is all I can tell you. God help us. This is the takeover of the Republic. This is the fall of the Republic. Now, there's going to be great resistance to this politically. They've bitten off more than they can chew. But they just list these shootings. Imagine they listed all the stabbings you know, guys that stab 6-7 people or whatever here and there. It would take them days to list all those. But see, it's not that. It's just this Chinese water torture, and then this shooting, and that shooting. And then there'll always be another shooting, no matter how much gun control. And the answer, oh, we have a registration. Now we have a confiscation, which is what they've done everywhere else and what they've done in cities that these dirtbag mafia criminals control.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There's nowhere to run. Pretty much the whole planet's under the control of the private central banks that the last 100 years or so took over the planet via fraudulent digital fractional reserve money they came up with. Then they're militarily backed by the West. And if a country doesn't go along with the globalists, they'll go hire communists or other organizations to overthrow the country. They'll put them into total slavery for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, depending on the nation. And then after that, the public's so broke back and trained, they then collapse, and then Rothschild banks take it over. Turned out that basically every oligarch in Russia turned out to be a Rothschild front. The Rothschilds sued two different newspapers a few years ago, saying it wasn't true, and then it turned out the judge said I can't believe the Rothschilds came into court and lied to us like this. This suit has proven the claims of the newspaper. Boris Yeltsin, all those people, totally on the payroll of the Rothschilds. Can't make that up. Putin starts arresting all their people. And so they start moving NATO in, weapons in, try to overthrow the Russian country. Russia comes out and says the sky is blue and says that NATO is encircling it and threatening it. Yet NATO generals, top generals, saying we're prepared for war, we'll destroy the Russians. Top U.S. generals saying body bags, let's murder Russians. You've got all these statements on TV by presidential candidates about bloody their nose, shoot down their planes, attack them, put a no-fly zone in. And Russia says it appears that NATO is going into an aggressive posture. We need to prepare to defend ourselves. And our media goes, look at the conspiracy theory of the Russians. How insane. They claim that we're a threat to them. Oh, no. NATO just publicly financed al-Qaeda, al-Nusra, ISIS to take over a bunch of countries and murder every Christian they can get their filthy hands on. Murder every Shiite they can get their filthy hands on. Murder every Alawite they can get their filthy hands on. Blow up churches. Chop people's heads off. Blow up Roman ruins. They are a menace. And then Obama gets up on TV and he cries. There's 160-something people that die in mass shootings every year. It's the end of the world. And yeah, they can personalize each man, each woman. Look at this poor Jewish man killed by a gun owner. And the Second Amendment in San Bernardino, the news said, no mention it was a jihad. And again, I'm against corrupt police, but the cops maybe kill 150 people a year, questionably. All I'm saying is they're aborting 3, 4, 5 million people a year. I mean, you know, bad drug interactions are killing hundreds of thousands. Flesh-eating bacteria are killing hundreds of thousands every year. I mean, where's the issue there? We got autistic kids everywhere. Like a third of the kids I see walking down the street, obviously, aren't ever going to be back home again. Soon it's going to be 1 in 3 kids aren't going to be able to talk. There's nothing going on. Breast cancer's up 3,000% in the U.S. Oh, nothing's happening. There's no problem. Glyphosate basically will give you cancer of the pancreas or the liver or the bladder or the kidneys faster than you can say coffin. And he's up there. We can't get their guns. And he goes through and mentions these shootings, some of them like Aurora that, I mean, the mainstream newspapers read like a born supremacy. His dad's the top DARPA super secret scientist in the secret aircraft and space program for computer brain interfaces where they actually plug your brain in. And then the son is in a secret high-level program, and they've got a top Air Force psychiatrist that's run whole bases, meeting with him 3, 4 times a week. And then everybody says there's a second shooter, and he's in the jail saying, they drugged me, I didn't do it. And that comes out in the paper. And we're not supposed to question that when the LAPD in the original report said Sirhan was drugged and did not shoot RFK. I mean, once you see him do a few false flags, you start looking at other things. Could it be? We know the names of the agencies. We know the names of the people from multiple police officer witnesses and people that survived the bombing of who was in the building for 3 days before they blew it up April 19th, 1995. We even have the receipts. WorldNet Daily got them. They came out in lawsuits where family members of people that died sued, where the head of the FBI hostage rescue team and others that claimed that they were in Dallas until the day of the bombing, and then they came that night. They had been seen there, and guess what? They stayed at a La Quinta. We know what rooms they stayed in the week before. We know who ran Elohim City.
the Southern Poverty Law Center,
which is at a foreign intelligence agency front, the research points to. We're in trouble, folks. The same people that just overthrew Ukraine 2 years ago and are starting war with Russia and blowing up power plants and cutting electricity and running around crucifying people that don't go along with it, literally. They're financed by George Soros. The actual deputy president they put in 2 years ago actually gives speeches where they howl Hitler. But it's okay, because the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, Media Matters think it's cute and funny that they work for a known Nazi war criminal who now will probably destroy America because we're so weak, we're so pathetic, we do whatever we're told, that we're going to lay down to these people and let them run all over us because we've got TV and entertainment and live in our own little fantasy lands. But when they take the guns and the free speech, they're going to take your pension funds, they're going to take your Social Security, they're going to take everything else later. Remember that if you think it's funny. All you collaborators, all you that went along with this, you're destroying your own future. You're bringing the United States of America into bondage and yourself into bondage. Because you were such lazy cowards. So I hope you enjoy yourselves. I hope you're proud of yourselves. Now, because patriots for the last 50 years exposed this agenda and held it back and slowed it down, and the globalists admit they're 15 years behind all over the world, and because the military actually sees how really evil it is behind the scenes, and even some people in federal agencies, I would have never thought this 20 years ago. They're some of the most awake people and one of the wild cards. I don't want to say ace in the hole. You would all be aces in the hole if you decided to do the right thing. Whether it's get info out or speak up or say no, whatever the case is. But aiding and abetting this system takeover is sedition against this republic. And it's never been more cut and dry. Obama is officially acting as a dictator by every constitutional yardstick. And he's been doing it, again, shutting down over 1,000 power plants, selectively letting General Electric stay open to massively increase their profits while increasing power prices. That was one of the first big things. And then executive orders on the military, and executive orders on agencies outside of law, and executive orders on trade outside of law, and TPP outside of law and outside of Congress, and telling ICE secretly 3 years ago, get rid of the borders, give them vouchers, load the illegals on buses, ship them into the U.S., call them children. And we just kept saying, it's lawless, it's illegal, Obamacare. He signed how many hundreds of changes himself? Signing orders, memos, where he takes this law that says he can do whatever he wants and then changes that? There's the quote from The Hill. I am not a dictator, Obama says. I'm not a dictator, President Obama said Friday while defending his efforts to stop the sequester. I'm the president. And he went on to say that he can't just act without Congress. You can read the quote. And now that you have the actual quote, you might just look for the quote, I'm not a dictator, and you can find it. Well, now, a few years later, he says, we can't wait for Congress to get in line with me on gun control. Boy, could you imagine a more dictatorial statement? Remember Obama back in 2013, April 5th, said, I'm constrained by the systems our founders put in place. We have the clip. We're going to play it in a moment. But first, let's hear the new Obama being hailed, the shining eyes of the liberals, the shining eyes of Gawker, the shining eyes of the Daily Beast, the shining eyes of MSNBC and Salon saying, you know what? Alex Jones is dangerous. We ought to shut him up. We've got those clips and those articles. Now, they're like, you know what? Let's just disqualify Donald Trump. You know what? It's good we're arresting the Tea Party and auditing them and putting them in jail for no reason and not letting them have 501c3s and going after gun groups and veterans groups. You people are racist. It's like saying you're Jews in Germany. You deserve it. You're a libertarian. You're a Christian. And they're all on power trips. You look how soft and dumb they are and how their unemployment's way up, how they're getting screwed. They're not even going to get anything like the black uniform Nazis got for a decade before they all went straight to hell and 20 million Germans got killed. You don't even get the power. You don't even get anything. But you get to sit there and go along with it and love it. Rand Paul came out and slammed the White House for saying that the president says Donald Trump's disqualified. Oh, you're disqualified. Even Trump's rival, Rand Paul, came out and said that's very dangerous. Oh, of course it is. Quote, we can't wait for Congress to get in line with me. What's it called, getting in line for a leader? Ceausescu, Mao Zedong, Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, V.I. Lenin, Julius Caesar, Genghis Khan, Fidel Castro. You want me to keep going down the line here? And let me tell you, they write this stuff for him. This is meant to be naked. Better get in line with me. I'll sign any foreign treaty and keep it secret if I want. I'll open the border up if I want. I'll take your guns if I want. I'll persecute whistleblower media, the most liberal members of the media, exposing me for torture and war. I'll sign the NDAA to arrest you in the middle of the night and put you on a plane to fly into Romania to torture you to death because I'm black and so it's okay. Political correctness. Like Louis Farrakhan, sitting down with him 2 days ago, said they put Obama in to neutralize black people and further enslave us. It's an incredible interview, and I'm going to try to get it out by next week. I'm working with them on it. People say, Louis Farrakhan, he's bad. Folks, Louis Farrakhan, you can say what you want about him. He's one of the biggest black leaders in the world, not just America. People listen to him all over the world, and he's saying they're trying to stage a revolution, and he doesn't want it. And the media is coming out saying Farrakhan wants it. Regardless, this is good news. This is important. And he's got a lot of courage in the stuff he said. I went in there intending to do a fair report, some positive, some negative. But the things he said, it's like Drudge came here to say such epic things. I'm just blessed. He said some things that are just over-the-top epic. But let's go to that clip from yesterday. CNN, Obama, straight face. And where's the outcry to Congress isn't getting in line with me? Hitler, until World War II was going, didn't go to the Reichstag, the Bundestag, and sit up there and say, you will get in line with me. He'd give an impassioned speech, have the people support, and they'd vote for him. Because behind the scenes, he'd come after him. He didn't. I mean, you rarely, even in like third world dictatorships, they act like they're not a dictator, so they get up and then the puppets vote. No, we got a president in America coming after our guns and MSNBC saying our kids belong to them and they're telling us how to talk. I mean, this is a cult. This is bona fide, folks. I mean, I don't have rhetoric to reach the level. My flesh, my selfishness says, get out of here now. Get your family and get out of the United States. Sure, there's nowhere to run long term, but my God, I don't have to sit here with a dictator that hates my guts. I mean, okay, America wants to be slaves, I'm out of here. But you know what? A lot of people don't want to be slaves, want to be free, and I've sworn I'm staying here to the end. Man, I tell you, it is incredible to see a president say, we can't wait for Congress to get in line with me on gun control. Get in line. That's what you tell your 10-year-old when you catch him smoking cigarettes behind the barn. Your 12-year-old, whatever. That's what they tell you in third world countries. Behind the scenes, the dictator goes, you get in line. But America, They spy on us out in the open. They grope our daughters out in the open. They put cancer viruses in the vaccines and brain damages out in the open. And we're too stupid to see what's happening to us. This show transcends, though, all the lines, all the race garbage, all of it. And that's really what's so important about InfoWars and the responsibility we have. Because it doesn't matter if you're Vladimir Putin. Doesn't matter if you're a top general at the Pentagon. Doesn't matter if you're Louis Farrakhan. They listen to this show every day and every week. Farrakhan people, daily listeners. Farrakhan listener every week. And you're like, what does it matter if Louis Farrakhan listens to you? Louis Farrakhan has changed a lot. He says that in the interview. That's what we want to do. We want to win, folks. We don't want to divide and conquer. We want to come together and say no to what's happening. Let's go out to break. No, I'm going to come back. With Obama, just saying, you're going to get in line. People say, well, what's he going to do? He's got a low approval rating. How's he going to do it? It's the final chapter, folks. You know what comes next. The dreaded false flag. The atrocity. And the minute there is a building blown up, mass shooting, whatever, you cannot wait. You got to have cameras ready. You got to have your phone ready. You got to go and videotape everything and upload it. And then we'll go over it all forensically. But we've got, when they run this false flag, to stop it, to expose it immediately. Stay with us.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
morning, but also explosive will to resist and fight and to set my full will, if it's the will of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, against the enemy. God, please make me stronger. Please give me the words. Please give me the reach to help reach more people and help others also be moved to stand against this evil. But those of us that love freedom are like high-powered 700-horsepower cars, NASCARs. We can blow an engine. We can throw a rod. We can get angry. We can be mean to our family members, you name it. I mean, I have been not really mean, but super aggressive and super focused the last few days. And it's because my instincts are clean, my head's screwed on straight, and man, I love America. And I watched that guy up there with his fake tears. I've got tears right now, even though I don't want to have tears. I was so angry, I made myself settle down. And I'm angry because I'm so sad. I mean, we're really in the hands of some bad people. But of course we are. We sell babies. They keep them alive and sell them. They don't just chop them up. People thought I was crazy 20 years ago exposing that. That's the first stuff I was doing with George Woolley and the big anti-abortion Catholic groups here in town. I wasn't Catholic, but they were the ones fighting it. And man, the feds would go after those groups that were exposing that they were keeping the babies alive to harvest their organs. I mean, of course we're in trouble, folks. We don't even protect babies. Of course they're going to take the guns. Of course they're going to take your pensions. Idiots. I'm talking to those of you out there that laugh all day. All you trendies with your smartphones and your fun and your craft beers and the whole world's just your little fun land. You were given all this to lull you into a false sense of security. Right up until every German city was burned and destroyed. And 21 million were dead. Germans still had little free Nazi beer halls and dances. And the women were told, have sex with everybody. Have sex with the factory workers. Have sex with all the soldiers. 20 men a week. Do it. We're going to party. And because Hitler let them socially party, they fought to the end. Because it was okay now to have sex with 5 women a day if you wanted to. They know what they're doing, people. And I'm not even saying don't have sex with 5 women a day. I'm not even... The point is they do that, so you're so sexually drunk that you don't even care. I didn't get to the clips. I mean, I've got the clip here of him saying I can't be a dictator because of the Constitution 2 years ago, and now I've got him saying Congress better get in line. We've had David Icke scheduled for months now, and he's a big guest, and I like him. He's a big, open, free thinker. And so I guess I'm glad he's coming on, but I am going to play this dictator clips coming up. Briefly, we need funds. We're under attack constantly, which I'm not complaining about. But basically, I'm getting stabbed politically all the time, and blood's pouring out. But it is literal transfusions as you pray for us, spread the word, and buy our products. So as fast as they can suck blood and cut me up, the wounds are healing. But when you pray for us, when you buy our products, when you spread the word, we literally are healing as we're being attacked. You understand? This is how these wars are fought, an info war. And so I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com, and I need you to buy the products. I need you to get aggressive. We got the new calendar in. We only printed 10,000 of these, and then they're gone. 15% off everything ends Friday. And you can get the new InfoWars calendar for $6.95. It's got Leanne McAdoo as a pinup girl and fun stuff like that. It's really fun way to spread the word, and it's got coupons in it worth thousands. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. All right. But it's been 60 seconds. Fund us, if you will. If you don't, whatever. We'll still fight. Over the years...